Hi, this is Allison Gingras, host of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, your on-air book club. A Seeking Heart features daily live discussions, weekly giveaways, and author interviews. We don't just review books, we share them, and you're invited to participate by calling in or posting your comments on social media. The best part, no reading necessary. I got you covered. Please visit A Seeking Heart show page on breadboxmedia.com for showtimes and featured books. Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good morning. We are talking this week about finding God's peace in everyday challenges, 100 meditations for women Wait, I don't think I made it through like a whole minute of the show before my tongue and my mouth and my brain decided that they were not going to work well together. From the Word Among Us Press, WAU.org for more information on this great book. And on Heidi, she is, I'm so excited to bring her to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. here, Eastern Time, live on Seeking Heart. Heidi is just one of those people that once you read her writing, or once I've been blessed to meet her in person, you are just drawn to her warmth, her humility, her compassion, her faith. She used to be a columnist for our local diocesan newspaper. It's kind of how I first heard about her. Then I met her at a women's conference many, 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 many years ago. Before I actually reconciled to you was just formulating in my brain as a ministry. I was just coming back to the faith and feeling this really deep call in my heart to ministry, and you know, I was teaching college, early education, and I had run my own preschool daycare for many years. First daycare and then preschool. So for like 15 years, I did this. I got my master's degree in education, which my husband to this day still gives me a hard time. It was the most expensive, never used degree in the history of the world. But I tell him, like, there's things from it that I gleaned from it that I use every day. It was a master's in technology and education. And with the world turning to social media, it's all relevant. It all gets used somehow, right? Yes, I keep trying to, as I'm still paying it off, I try to justify that. But anyway, it's all about Heidi. So I met Heidi and she was just so encouraging and kind, and we stayed in contact. And she's put out many great books on parenting and children's books. She's an incredible photographer. And this new book, it's actually from last year, Finding God's Peace in Everyday Challenges. It includes a story of somebody you may recognize. And I thought, for some reason, I thought the story had all of our names changed, but it doesn't. They're not changed. I told her she didn't need to change them. There's no need to protect the innocent here. But that's not even English. But when you read it, it kind of gives away who it is, because it mentions Kevin and Allison and Faith. And there's not too many deaf kids adopted from China with parents named Kevin and Allison, and their names being Faith. So it's probably why Sarah Reinhart, when she read the book, so quickly recognized who on earth Heidi was talking about. And I'm going to read you that reflection in just a moment. Before I do, I want to remind you that there are still 2 days left of our mega giveaway. Last week, we were visited by, I almost went to Christmas Carol there for a second. We were visited by three ghosts. No, we were visited by four lovely ladies. We had Melanie Rigney, and we had Deanna Bartolini, and we had Virginia Lido and Stephanie Engelman on. And in two weeks, we'll have Debbie Gaudino and Jen Frost on that will kind of finish out our series there on bringing you really great writers and bloggers that I wanted to share with you. And I couldn't fit them all into 1 week, so we split them up. And they also have given prizes for this mega giveaway. Melanie has given 3 copies of her beautiful Sisterhood of Saints reflection book. Debbie and Deanna, who do not have their own books, are offering some of their two of their favorite books for you, some reflection books. Virginia Lido has offered three of her Finding Patience books, children's books. Jen Frost is offering her, Jesse Tree. I don't have anything written down. I'm just trying to remember from memory, obviously. Yeah, as I stumble through it. Yeah, write things down, Allison. That's what live radio is all about. You need to write stuff down. Jen Frost has this wonderful Jesse Tree book that gives you patterns, and there's three different ways. You can just print them and color them, or you can make them out of fabric, or you could kind of hybrid them. Just beautiful designs for a Jesse Tree. And Stephanie has offered her book, A Single Bead. It's a young adult book, but let me tell you, it's one of the best books I've read in a very long time. It was about the rosary, but it's also about finding your faith and the obstacles to faith and all those misconceptions that I think a lot of us have that for me drew me away from the faith, and how she helps the young girl in the story helps her mother come back to God, just to find a relationship with God. Beautifully written stuff. And last but not least is an incredible, beautiful bracelet from Gail's Designs, galesdesigns.com, for more of her gorgeous handwork, her hand beading, her bracelets, her necklaces. This jewelry is exquisite. And she's offered a bracelet valued at $45. It's red. It's a Divine Mercy, I believe, or maybe it's a Sacred Heart. I forget. Because again, I didn't write anything down, but I can tell you it is bronze and it is ruby red and it is beautiful. In fact, I'm jealous to whoever wins this. Because even though Gail said I could put my name in the hat, I decided after speaking with Virginia Lido, Ginny is the expert on the virtues, I decided that it was probably not very virtuous of me. It would still be up to chance. I don't pick the names. I put them in. That's why I use Rafflecopter and I let this random selection, and hopefully the prayers of the Holy Spirit, my prayers to the Holy Spirit, choose our winners each week. But anyway, you can go over to A Seeking Heart with Allison Ginger's Facebook page, click on giveaway. There is the Rafflecopter there that you can enter, or you can go to my website, reconciledtoyou.com, click on radio show, and you'll find the entry form there as well. 11 prizes in all, and you could win more than once. So go, and we have one person, Vicky, who's been tweeting it out every single day. So she's getting her extra entries in there. So hopefully, I'm thinking she's going to have a good chance of winning. So get over there. There's lots of places to go visit. Visit every one of these wonderful women's websites and their Facebook pages or their Twitter accounts. You tweet it. Go visit me on my Reconcile to You blog. Simple things, simple ways to enter, and just to discover just some of my favorite people in the world. So again, reconciledtoyou.com, radio show for the entry. Now, back to the book, Finding God's Peace in Everyday Challenges, Heidi Bratton. I want to just read to you before, I think I have time before we go to commercial. Yes, we have plenty of time. Yay. This is the entry that I sent to Heidi for a moment in my life where God's peace really was so evident to me. She says, "Loved Beyond Our Fears" is the title that Heidi gave this. My friend Allison, that's me, shares the story of a time when she not only received God's peace, but also learned a lesson about his faithfulness. For 6 months, as I held on to a photo of the little girl whom we were going to adopt from China, I dreamed of holding her in my arms. When we finally went to Wuhan consulate to meet her, the initial meeting went very well. Faith seemed receptive to my husband Kevin and to me. However, when we returned to the hotel, things changed. Kevin and the Chinese interpreter left to buy her milk and some snacks. And they went to Walmart, by the way. There's a Walmart in China, and that's where they went. I'm so bummed that I didn't get an opportunity to go to Walmart in China. And if you can't tell, this whole section is in quotes. She's quoting my story that I sent to her. Except for that Walmart part. I just added that in. She had to do some editing, of course. She's got to fit it into two small pages. So back to the story. The minute the door closed behind Kevin, Faith began to wail hysterically. Oh my gosh, my friends, you can't even imagine what that felt like. Like pure terror in my heart as I realized I had no way of communicating with this little deaf girl who just felt like she was being abandoned. And I guess I was scary. The doctor with us traveling thought perhaps her foster family, like it was clear from the paperwork that she had a very strong bond and connection with her foster father, but there was no mention really of the foster mother. So perhaps, you know, there was some trauma there with women or with the foster mother. Anyway, Faith began to wail hysterically. She became so inconsolable at being alone with me that she actually threw up. And what she doesn't write here is that she actually threw up all over me, which is how I realized that this was truly my child. She had baptized me like my other kids did with bodily fluids. Let's just face it. Moms get covered in their children's bodily fluids. And that's how we know we are their parents. When we come back, I'm going to finish this reflection that is in the book, Finding God's Peace in Everyday Challenges. Heidi Bratton is the author, and she will be my guest here tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars and set your alarms. You really don't want to miss this wonderful interview with Heidi Bratton. If you have any questions ever and you want to reach me, Allison@breadboxmedia.com. We're going to be changing up, as you know, the format for 2017, going to more scriptural and thematic a thematic format. Like, hello, brain. If you have anything in your heart that you really want us to talk about, want me to look up, give you scripture references to, just really help you through, saints that we can talk about, whatever you need, I really want to make 2017 the year that we help you grow closer to Christ. I have loved every minute with all of the books, but I feel like the Lord's calling us even closer to Him through His Word. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm sharing with you today Finding God's Peace in Everyday Challenges, 100 Meditations for Women from Heidi Bratton, The Word Among Us Press, sweet little book with so many beautiful reflections and stories. And the topics about peace, just they range from, you know, finding peace and getting off social media to the rat race, to trusting God, finances, showing appreciation, stepping out in faith, trusting in His providence, like there's all the titles, a relationship with money, combating house envy. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Peace in motherhood, you name it, she's covered it. And she's got 100 meditations, so that she's got quite a lot that she can cover in 100 meditations. And I was sharing with you the meditation that I was blessed to give to her and she accepted. She'd kind of put out a call on social media if anyone has a story about when they found peace in their life, to send it in and it would be considered for inclusion in her book. And I was so blessed to be included. And I'm started by, so this story starts, it's a very short story, but apparently not short enough to get out in 2 minutes if you're Allison. And people say I talk fast. So it starts off that we had to wait 6 months from the moment we got Faith's picture to when we adopted her. And we finally get her. We're in Wuhan, China. And we finally meet her. We go back to our hotel. And we realize that we couldn't really buy food for her until we met her and got, you know, more information. And they sent her with some snacks, some type of milk that apparently she liked. So we wanted to go and buy more of that while we were still with an interpreter. So Kevin and the interpreter, Chinese interpreter, head off for Walmart. True story. The door closes behind them Faith looks at me and starts to cry hysterically and then throws up. Then the story continues. Again, this is in quotes. This is from me. For many years, I had prayed for the Blessed Mother to wrap me in her mantle, but until this moment, I had not truly understood what that meant. As I sat there with my new little girl rejecting my every attempt to love her, feeling afraid that she may never accept me as her mother, I was comforted by the presence of my Heavenly Mother. I knew that she was watching over me, interceding for me, and loving me. The more I prayed, the more my heart was at peace, and I understood that God was teaching me something in the midst of this struggle. I was reminded of my own rejection of God. For many years, God wanted nothing more than to be my loving Father, but I had rejected those advances. That sounds, maybe I should have picked a better word. That doesn't sound correct, does it? Maybe that's just my 12-year-old boy brain just kicking in there for a minute. It just sounded weird. Instead, let's move on. Instead, I write, of recognizing the gift of his love and care in my life, I had withdrawn in fear and was unwilling to trust him. And doing my own thing, quote unquote, my own thing, I often found myself crying just as hysterically as Faith had that first afternoon when the door closed. This child, so desired and already loved by Allison, Heidi wraps up, did not immediately desire or love Allison as her mother. Instead of allowing this to rob her peace, however, Allison was reminded of how faithful God had been to her, and she knew exactly how to become Faith's mother by staying put. In the prayer, she closes with, Lord Jesus, you are my peace. Thank you for choosing me to be your adopted daughter and for never abandoning me. And I just want to go through a couple of these pieces of this story that kind of wraps up the adoption story that I shared with you last week. And of course, I'll put the link in the show notes. But the praying to our Blessed Mother. So Faith decided that she wanted nothing to do with me. Like, I couldn't touch her without her crying. She spit at me once. She kicked me. She would just completely withdraw. She would, you know, just, it was horrible. The faces she made, it was so heartbreaking. So we were still in the hotel for about a week so we were there for 2 weeks. We spent like 4 days in Beijing and then about 7 days in Wuhan and then another 5 or 6 days in Guangzhou before we left. So this is still when we're not with the group again. We're by ourselves. So just me, Kevin, and Faithy. And we had an interpreter that spent a little bit of the time with us. I actually had to send the interpreter away because I recognized that Faith was bonding with her instead of me, because she was Chinese and she was young, and Faith just was very drawn to her. And it was like, okay, that's not going to work. Like, if she's going to bond, I need her to bond with me. So we had to I felt awful sending the interpreter away, and we kind of just had to manage stuff on our own. But I had been an early childhood educator, as I said in the last segment. And I think, you know, that the Lord gives us so many different experiences and we don't understand at the time while they're happening. And we maybe think they're a waste of time, as my husband does feel with me in my education, that I've wasted all of our money getting a master's degree that I don't really, in essence, use on the surface. It doesn't look like I use it because I'm not in a school teaching technology. But I think he allows every single thing that we do choose, you're promised in Romans 8:28, to make good of it. And so I can see where the Lord made good of all my time spent with children in daycare and in preschool. Because I can tell you many, many, many a child in my 15 years of daycare and in preschool, when that door closed behind their parents, fell into hysterics just like Faithy did. And I know that I would teach, when I used to teach infant and toddler classes, we talk about building trust with them, because that infant is bonded with their parents and now they're brought to your childcare and you need to build a bond with them. And the way that we do that is through a trust cycle. It's seeing that they have a need and meeting that need as quickly and as efficiently as you can. Now, that whole letting them cry it out thing doesn't work very well in building a bond. Like, if the bond's already built, and, you know, their child's just not sleeping through the night. That's a completely different scenario to when you first get a child into your care, or they first, you know, are born into your family. There needs to be this, there is a part of them that's frightened. And that's where that crying comes from. Faithy was petrified. She had no idea. Like, think about this. She was about 10 months old, they believe, when they first abandoned her. Like, she was left in a hospital parking lot at about 10 months old. That's a long time to live with a family. Usually the children, the little girls who are abandoned in China, were abandoned within days of being born. So her family seemed to have wanted to keep her. And about 10 months is when you can detect if a child can hear or not. And it had to have been the fact that she was deaf, that her parents had to make that heart-wrenching decision to abandon her and to leave her, because they only allowed one child. They can't have a child with a disability, especially one in that country that isn't. In different parts of China have a strong deaf community, but not everywhere. And I'm guessing Wuhan was one of the places that Faith wouldn't have had any opportunity to excel or to learn language. And so to her parents, who would rely on her for their retirement, she was useless. And I think about that mom all the time, and how heartbreaking and how hard that decision must have been for her. And if you have a moment today, just pray for Faith's parents, because I can't even imagine, like, what if they worry about her? Were they nearby watching to make sure she got picked up and brought into the hospital? Like, all of those questions. I just want their hearts to talk about finding peace. I want their hearts to be at peace. There's no trail. It's illegal. It's illegal in China to abandon a child. So they have to leave no trace. It's not like other countries like Korea or maybe even in Russia, where you know the child's parents. There's no identification at all. So I have no way of ever finding Faith's parents or family. So I have no way of ever telling them that she's learning sign language, that she's excelling in school, that she's so loved and hysterically funny. She went from being hysterical to being hysterically funny. It's kind of a blessing. But you have to build this trust through this trust cycle. And the trust cycle is, again, there's a need, you meet it. So here we are in China in this hotel room. And I went into early childhood mode, like, all right, here's what I need to do. So I gave Kevin permission, and he loved this. All he had to do was play with her and cuddle with her. Like, that was his job, because she wouldn't let me cuddle. Like, she needed the cuddling, and she needed the playtime, but she wouldn't let me do any of that. So I was in charge of every single need. Hunger, I fed her, gave her her baths. I made sure she went to she had to go to the bathroom. I made sure I helped her with that. Every single need she had came from me, and including the other part of the trusting is that physical skin on skin contact. That's so important for bonding, and which is difficult, obviously, in a daycare. You're not going to get naked with the baby, because that would be just weird and illegal. But you do need to, like, hold them and touch them. But she wouldn't let me do that. So we would get in the bath together, and I wear my bathing suit, and we put her face forward, and she would play with Kevin, but I would hold her in the tub because she was little. And that would be my connection, my bonding with her. And I would pray the Hail Mary the entire time. I would cry and pray the Hail Mary. And we did this for about 3 or 4 days, because the tub there was gorgeous and it was huge. And the hotel was like a 5-star. Could never afford that in my real life. It was beautiful. And we felt really comfortable in that situation. And I know that through those 2 weeks, as we took more baths and I held her and I gave her everything she needed. But most importantly, I spent that time in prayer with God and with our Blessed Mother. That's where that peace came from. And I knew everything was going to be okay. It didn't take until we got home, about a week after we were home, that she finally broke through. I finally broke through her wall, and she accepted me and loved me to pieces. And we're the best of buddies now. And I think I'm her favorite. She tells me that all the time anyway. We come back, we're going to look at more of finding God's peace in everyday challenges from Heidi Bratton. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I want to remind you about the mega giveaway. You can go to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook, click on giveaway, and there is a entry form there. 11 prizes up for grabs. I think there's 1 or 2 days left. It might end tomorrow at midnight. There's you can also go to reconciledtoyou.com and click on radio show if you're not on Facebook. You can enter there. And always, if you're not on any of those and you still want an entry, you can send me an email at allison@breadboxmedia.com and tell me you want in. Another way to get extra entries into all my giveaways, and I've got a couple of really great ones coming up. This one's amazing. Lots of books and then gorgeous, gorgeous bracelet from Gail's Designs, gailsdesigns.com. And she's giving also free shipping for November and December for listeners to the Seeking Heart show. You can, I forget the code, but I can get you the code. I'll put that in the show notes. What a goober. It's one of the entry forms gives you the code. But Gail's Designs, gorgeous necklaces and bracelets, all faith-related, gorgeous. You know, I make bracelets, and they're pretty. They really are pretty, but they do look like costume jewelry. They're pretty, but they're not individual. Those individual beading things, like we get the wires and we put the beads on and we make, you know, rosary bracelets, and I love them and I think they're beautiful. But there's something about that talent of being able to individually bead something and bring it all together with like the bronze wires. It's exquisite. And I do not have that talent. I know that my friend Lori that helps me make the bracelets has that talent, but she has, you know, she has a life. So I'm not going to make her my slave and make her, we just love the rosary bracelets that we make, but I'm so excited to find people like Gail who have that talent and are willing to share it and give us a $45 valued prize for this week. Yeah, pretty good stuff. So gailsdesigns.com. Go to Allison Gingras. Yes, Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook to enter. Or you can become a friend of the show. Every friend of the show receives for an entry of $10 or more a month, premium membership, receives a squirrel or a bracelet, and always gets extra entries in the giveaways and also part of a monthly Google Hangout. So you can go to breadboxmedia.com for more information on Friend of the Show. And you also get my prayers, which you get anyway if you go to allison@breadboxmedia.com, send me an email. You always get my prayers. I pray for you all the time. But you get extra prayers. You get included in my rosary each day if you become a friend of the show. So this week we are looking at Finding God's Peace in Everyday Challenges, 100 Meditations from Women, Heidi Bratton, The Word Among Us Press. And this one really struck me, another page in here that said, the ABCs of sharing the truth. And Heidi writes, have you ever noticed how much we hear about tolerance today? It seems to have rocketed to the top of the world's virtue charts, leaving behind in a cloud of smoke the Christian virtue of truth. In fact, it's often said that tolerance and tolerance alone is what is needed to bring about world peace. Truth is often considered passé and ironically as an intolerable instrument of divisiveness. As Catholics, we need only read our Bibles to see the truth believed, lived, and shared in love is, in fact, the only way to peace. We know this not only because our Lord himself, the truth, but also because he told us that the truth will set us free. That's in John 14:6. And although the phrase instructing the ignorant is definitely not politically correct, it is second of the seven spiritual works of mercy and something we must do. So Heidi continues, how do we promote peace by sharing the truth in love in a world in which many are predisposed against it and maybe against us as well? I propose we envision ourselves as teachers in a spiritual kindergarten and start with the basics. First, we look at our students with love. Then We joyfully do the following in A, B, C order. A, acknowledge. Acknowledge each person by listening and desiring to know where he or she is coming from. It is so important, I'm going to just diverse here for a minute, that we meet people where they're at. Like, we can't just assume because we feel so strongly about something and that we feel that God has put this on our hearts, and having faith in God doesn't make us better than anyone else. It makes us blessed, and it is a privilege, and we can consider ourselves really, like, the word blessed just won't come out of it. It's just really blessed. But when we look at it as hello, brain. I'm just thinking so much. Like, this, my Facebook page is just exploding with so much self-righteousness and righteousness. And that doesn't help. That doesn't help anything. Doesn't help us share God's love when we come at the truths or the things that we're trying to share from our hearts. If we come at it as an air of superiority, like, oh, well, you know, you're wrong and or you're going to burn in hell. But that doesn't. No one's going to ever open their hearts to what God has to do to say to them or do for them if we come at them with thinking we're superior. I obviously don't have that problem very often. Especially when it comes to speaking. So we need to meet people where they're at. And I'm often reminded, and I hold this very, very close to my heart, Thomas Merton, in Imitation of Christ, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, remember, when you're putting up with somebody else is putting up with you. But deeper meaning is, remember that you too have something that is against is sinful or against God's teaching or is not in the truth, or maybe you're misunderstanding something or you're biased someplace. Like, we all have these prejudices and biases and incorrect information and lack of truth in some aspect of our life. And we would like to, you know, we would like to think that we're open to the truth if somebody came to us and in love tried to direct us where God was calling us. So we have to be that same way when we feel that the Lord's put something on our hearts to share. And, you know, it's just been like, I know so many people who are taking a break from Facebook or social media. I just skip through the stuff I don't want to read. I still love being on there and I just put out more positive stuff, but there's not going to be peace, not peace in our hearts, not peace in our families, not peace in our world, if we continue to come at each other with thinking our agenda is so much better that the other person is, you know, below us. We're all equal. We all die. Like, we all get judged. We all are equal. We all make mistakes. We all have an area in our life that we need to let God in, or more than one area in their life. Like, this is, it's all about love. Like, it's not about the 70s love, but it's all about God's love and being able to bring that. So let's go back to Heidi's ABCs. So we have to acknowledge the person and where they're coming from. We need to affirm, a second A, who they are, uniquely created and beloved by God. And we need to, third A, ask sincere questions to clarify what has been said, not assuming that we have understood correctly the first time. You know, this could be something, any aspect of a relationship with somebody. It doesn't always have to be the biggie things that our world is divided on, but it can be just a misunderstanding in a family. You ever had an argument with somebody? Or like, you've just been holding a grudge in your heart, like somebody said something and for maybe weeks or months or years, you just kind of, every time you think of that person, you think of what they said, and it like you lose sleep and you maybe spend hours thinking about how you're going to respond to them. And then you finally get that opportunity to talk to them and they're like, what? I don't remember saying that, which is really frustrating because you're like, what? You hurt my feelings and I've been this angry for so long and you don't even remember it. It's so frustrating. But it just shows that we don't understand everything the way that the other person meant it, or we don't know people's hearts. It's one of the biggest reasons we're called not to judge is because we don't know that person's heart. Only God knows their heart. So let's move on. We have 2 minutes left in the segment. So be prepared to give the reason for the hope that is within us. That's from 1 Peter 3:15. Not the reason we are right and they are wrong, but the reason we have hope in something different and in Jesus. Believe that Jesus loves these people more than we do, and that he will reveal himself and the truths of the Christianity to them. We don't need to convince anybody. That's what I love about the teaching of authentic witnessing. Is telling people what God has done for you and why you believe in God, and not why they should believe in God, but to make it eye-centered, your message is eye-centered, and let God do the work in other people's hearts. But to share, this is what God's done for me, and this is why I believe, and this is why I have hope in him, and see, correct. Correct gently without sarcasm or belittling. Lord Jesus, she ends, you are my peace. Help me to grasp fully, live joyfully, and share confidently the truth of the Catholic faith with non-believers. I love that one. The ABCs of sharing the truth. When we come back, I want to look at the idea of trusting God in finances. Just a year ago, my financial life was a disaster. And I had very, very little peace. So I think that's a place that I think a lot of us live. So let's go back to that when we come back. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm sharing with you today, Finding God's Peace in Everyday Challenges from Heidi Bratton, Word Among Us Press. Heidi will be joining me tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, live to talk about her new book, it's not a new book. It's from 2015, I think. And I just, 2015. So it took me a while to get in touch with her and to work out our schedules that she could join us. But I'm so glad we're finally going to get to talk tomorrow. And we can also see what else she's been up to. She's a wonderful woman. And I know you're going to really enjoy hearing from Heidi Bratton tomorrow. Here. And don't forget to enter the mega giveaway. Go to Allison Gingras. No, don't go there. Go to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook or reconciledtoyou.com to enter now. And make sure you check out Gail's Designs. You have to look at these beautiful bracelets if you're looking for Christmas gifts. It's that time. Yes, I said the C word. It's that time. Really unique and beautiful stuff. GailsDesigns.com. Speaking of GailsDesigns.com and financial peace and buying Christmas, I should say, speaking of buying Christmas presents, last Christmas, I didn't think my family was going to have a Christmas. We didn't have any cash. We didn't have any credit. And things were scary bad. And a year later, after lots and lots of prayer and kind of going to the school of Evelyn and John Bean, who have a show here, Managing Money God's Way. Manage your money God's way. And I did their study. They were here in January, and I will put that link to their show and all those shows for the Beans visit and my money. From that, I did their study and I did the Money Mondays on my blog. I'll have all those links because it really made an enormous difference in my life. I'd like to say a year later, we're in the black, but we're not. But we do have money for Christmas this year. We do have money for Thanksgiving. Last year, it was so serious that if we had not been given a a turkey out of the blue from somebody, and that are that we happen to have free shares to a garden down the street that was still giving out food in November, we would have had no Christmas, a Thanksgiving dinner, because we were hosting, or I would have had to really humble myself and beg my mother or my mother-in-law for the money to buy Thanksgiving dinner. That's pretty humiliating stuff. But praise God, we were able to have our Thanksgiving, and just really grateful for that. And for the last year, we have been really making strides, spending less, but really at the core, and trying to make more, but at the core of it all has been prayer and letting God remind us that He has us. He's got providence for us. Like, He's going to provide what we've needed when we've needed it. I think our Blessed Mother fixed my car a few months ago because it went from being a $1,500 fix to a $400 fix. The car is still just a little scary, but praise God, it runs. It gets me where I'm going. I had just had it fixed, and then my son that does have his license drove over a rock in my yard. Don't ask. And now it's making a clunking noise again. Like, I can't win, but I know that the Lord's going to take care of everything, and He's going to provide, and that He is in charge, and I'm good with this. But I noticed that there was quite a few different places in finding God's peace in everyday challenges that Heidi talks about God's providence, finding God, you know, financial peace. So here's a reflection from finding financial peace. Most of us, Heidi writes, can probably relate to the milkman Tivia, is how you say that? In the musical Fiddler on the Roof. And I can hear it in my head because I've gone to see this live. I've watched the movie. I'm looking at the word, but anyway. So TV, I don't know, accepts his station in life. I know somebody's yelling at the radio right now because you know how to say it. Oh, so funny. Anyway, from the main character from Fiddler Roof, accepts his station in life, but also inquires of God, would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man? Oh, I love that. Who hasn't asked that question in the middle of balancing the budget? When it comes to having financial peace, however, nothing beats the surefire plan of living within one's means. Blech. Oh, did that come out? That was an inside thought. I know it's hard to do in our age of never-ending lines of credit, but here are some of the strategies I use for living within my means. Number one, don't wait until you have an actual or online shopping cart full of items to pray for the willpower to say no. Pray for the ability to say no to shopping itself. And then, even when you are shopping, pray for the grace not to desire unaffordable items. I think this goes really well with our visit last week from Virginia Lido, who talked all about the virtues. And you can go to her website, virginialido.com. I think this is one of the takeaways I took from her visit to our show, was my lack of praying to God for the virtues I need to live this life the way He calls me to live it. It's like I pray for grace and I pray every day, but I think I spend a lot of time praying for what I want. Like, Lord, make me a rich man, or, you know, take care of this problem, fix my car, help. You know, I never think to pray for the virtues that would probably keep me from getting into many of the problems that I get into. You know, help me to curb my appetite, and maybe help me not struggle so much with my desire to eat food and to be a healthier person, my financial problems, just so many different things in my life that if I turned to God for the virtue and pray more for His will to be done and not for my will to be done, or for Him to do what I'm asking Him, I could see where that would bring great, great peace to my heart and to my life. Number two, don't lead yourself into temptation by keeping sales flyers and catalogs around the house. I don't know about you, but when I get the mail, I literally stand over the recycling bin and I go through the mail over the recycling bin and I throw away instantly flyers or catalogs even coupons. Sometimes if I know I don't need it, like for instance, the Dress Barn coupons just came in. And it was really hard for me to decide to keep or to toss them because I'm thinking, wow, 25% off. But then I thought, but do I need anything? Do I need, I don't even have any holiday functions to go to. Do I really need a holiday dress? Do I need a new outfit? Do I need a new sweater? Do I have to buy gifts there? Like this whole thought process. Then I opened it and found out there was 25% off every single month of the year. So I did keep them, but the catalog that came in, I threw that away. Because now I don't know what to buy people with those 25% off coupons. But I figured during the year, when it comes time to actually needing something, at least I'll have it. Anyway, take them straight from the mailbox to the recycling bin. Oh, yeah, look at that. All right, Heidi, we're on the same page. Also, do not invite temptation by spending your leisure time at the mall or on retailers' websites if you do not have the money to spend. Yeah, I think online shopping was definitely a part of my undoing Amazon. I used to spend so much money on Amazon that this is a true story. I would get Christmas presents from them. I'd get mugs. I would get little books, like little sticky note things. And yeah, I'd get all kinds. I get gifts for Christmas from Amazon because I was spending so much money there. Ridiculous. Number three, if you do splurge, choose how much you will spend before heading to the store. Get that amount in cash. That is one of the Bean's greatest recommendations. Take with you the cash that you have budgeted for the shopping trip, because when that keeps you on budget, because you can't go beyond what you don't have in your hands. I have not yet done that. Can't bring myself to do it. It literally gives me hives and makes me shake when I think about going to the store without my credit card or without my debit card. I have yet to be able to do this, but I know that it's such valuable advice, but Allison's not there yet. Is it leave your credit card and debit cards at home? Maximize your splurge by going to secondhand stores where your cash will go a lot further. She finishes by saying, when I am tempted to buy things I can't afford, I ask myself this question, which do I want more, this item or financial peace? This reminds me that by not spending money I do not have, I am actually buying financial peace for me and my family. It takes ongoing and deliberate effort to not be led into temptation when it comes to materialism, but the resulting financial peace is well worth the effort. If you have other ideas for living within your means, be sure to share them with your friends. Each of us needs all the help we can get. Lord Jesus, you are my peace. Grant me the peace to live within my means. I think that's a good prayer for me to end on, and one that I need to keep in my heart. I don't know about you. Don't forget about the mega giveaway. It's being offered over to Seeking Heart with Allison Jigris Facebook page or reconciledtoyou.com. That's one way for us to save money. Go enter in the giveaway and maybe you'll get yourself either a new book that you've been looking forward to having or a gift for somebody else. And of course, the beautiful bracelet from Gail's Designs. We have much more to come tomorrow on the show, Heidi Bratton, and much more giveaways. I have like a stack of stuff I can't wait to share with you in the next couple of weeks as we head into the Advent season, into Christmas. Such a blessing to be with you. So tomorrow again, Heidi Bratton, Finding God's Peace in Everyday Challenges, 100 Meditations for Women, from Word Among Us Press. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Jingris here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcasts. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.